they tell us to be transformed by the renewing of our mind. Put your helmet on. Put your helmet on. Protect your mind. When Satan get through with your mind, if you don't renew your mind with the word of God, ooh, you'll be all over the place. Put your helmet on. Take the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. Take the power of God's word and use it on the enemy. He tell us to be strong in the Lord and the power of his might. Satan came to steal, kill, and to destroy. John 10:10. But Jesus came that we may have life and have it more abundant. It's important in the evil days that we know what God's word has to say about us. God's way, God's results. Satan would love for us to do battle without our armor. He would love for us to do battle without knowing what the word of God has to say. That would make his job much easier because we are no match for him in the flesh. Somebody shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. He will sift us. God told Peter, Satan desired to sift you. He'll sift you like wheat. He'll have you all over the place. The same thing with us. If we don't put his armor on, he'll sift us. He'll have us all over the place. Somebody shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So we have this word to protect us. We have his spirit on the inside of us. And we have our faith to cover us. God's way, God's results. I said I won't be before you long. You know, we all want the things of God. We all want the good things of God. We want his blessing. We want his mercy. We want his love. We want his peace. We want good things to happen to us. But we don't want to do it his way. You know what I'm saying? We want what God has for us on our turn. And I call it going against the grain. I don't know too much about sowing. Ms. Jones know a lot about sowing, but when you sowing, if you don't sow to the grain of that material try to go in a different direction if you don't sow to the grain.
Amen.
And you will get a result when you get through making whatever you're making, but you won't get the best result. That thing may not hang right, you know, may be twisted or somewhat. Like I say, you will get a result, but not the best results. When we go against the grain of God's word, you know, when we go against what God tells us to do, we'll get a result, but not God's results. Somebody shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
God's way, God's results. I was talking to a person. She was kind of distraught, just talking about, why am I going through this? Why are these things happening to me? You know, talking about a life. You know, she couldn't understand why this and why that. I said, hon, you want to sow against the flesh, but you want to reap the things of God. That's not happening. You want to sow, you want to go against the grain of God's word, but you want what he has for you. God's way, God's results. We want to go against the grain of the word, but we want the good things of God. Somebody shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
We want his blessings, and he is a merciful God. He is a merciful God, and he wants us to have the best, but he also wants us to do what he asks us to do. I mean, all through the Bible. You know the story of Sodom and Gomorrah? That was a wicked city. The angel told them to get out and don't look back. Don't look back. Well, Lot's wife looked back. She got a result, but not the result God had. We'll get a result when we go against the grain of God's word, but not the best result. Somebody shout hallelujah. Lot's wife looked back, desiring what she was leaving behind. desiring what she was leaving behind. When I was at Pleasant Ridge, we used to sing a song. This old world is not my home. I'm just passing through. There is nothing in this world for us to desire more than him. Nothing in this world to be desired more than him. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. We are in this world, but we are not of the world. Our citizenship is in heaven. Somebody shout hallelujah. Hallelujah. The first and greatest commandment is what? Love the Lord thy God with all the heart, soul, and mind. When we love God that much, it ain't no room for us to love nothing else that much. And when we love him that much, our desire is to please him. Somebody shout hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. In 2 Timothy chapter 4, Paul said, there will come a time when man will not endure sound doctrine. Hallelujah. He don't want to hear the truth. The time is right now. He do not want to hear the truth. He don't want to hear about sin, sanctification, set apart for the glory of God. He don't want to hear it. But after their own lust shall they heap to themselves teachers. They get teachers that'll tell them what they want to hear. Teachers that'll tell them what make them comfortable. They don't want teachers that tell them the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life. The wages of sin is spiritually dead and eternal damnation. They don't want teachers to tell them that. You want teachers, we want teachers to tell us just what's easy on the ear. You know what I'm saying? Talking about sin ain't easy on the ear. That's hard on the ear. Somebody shout hallelujah. God's way, God's results.